A Splendid Exchange: How Trade Shaped the World from Prehistory to Today, by William J. Bernstein. Narrated by Mel Foster. Copyright 2008 by William J. Bernstein. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Atlantic Monthly Press, an imprint of Grove Atlantic, Inc., and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. The circumstances could not have been more ordinary. A September morning in a hotel lobby in central Berlin. While the desk clerk and I politely exchanged greetings in each other's fractured English and German, I casually plucked an apple from the bowl on the counter and slipped it into my backpack. When hunger overtook me a few hours later, I decided on a quick snack in the Tiergarten. The sights and sounds of this great urban park nearly made me miss the tiny label that proclaimed my complimentary lunch, a product of New Zealand. Televisions from Taiwan, lettuce from Mexico, shirts from China, and tools from India are so ubiquitous that it is easy to forget how recent such miracles of commerce are. What better symbolizes the epoch of global trade than my apple from the other side of the world, consumed at the exact moment that its ripe European cousins were being picked from their trees? Millennia ago, only the most prized merchandise—silk, gold and silver, spices, jewels, porcelains, and medicines—traveled between continents. The mere fact that a commodity came from a distant land imbued it with mystery, romance, and status. If the time were the 3rd century after Christ, and the place were Rome, the luxury import par excellence would have been Chinese silk. History celebrates the greatest of Roman emperors for their vast conquests, civic architecture, engineering, and legal institutions. But Elagabalus, who ruled from A.D. 218 to 222, is remembered, to the extent that he's remembered at all, for his outrageous behavior and his fondness for young boys and silk. During his reign, he managed to shock the jaded populace of the ancient world's capital with a parade of scandalous acts, ranging from harmless pranks to the capricious murder of children. Nothing, however, commanded Rome's attention and fired its envy as much as his wardrobe and the lengths he went to flaunt it, such as removing all his body hair and powder.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?